If you recall, on August 17th, that would have been a Monday, we did have a involvement with a virtual Relay for Life, and also named off each individual that we were celebrating that day. And I'm glad I leave the door unlocked, because you never know who might want
in. The cat drugs and everything. You know.
But I suspected that at some point, Russell and Betty, you're going to be coming through the door, and we can discuss some results of a Relay for Life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Always good to see you guys.
Good to see you, too.
Yes, it is, because WSTR is one of our major sponsors, along with the Daily Gazette, Johnson Oil, CJH Health Centers, Arthur's Garden Deli, and Halo. And we are so happy of that.
Well, I'm glad you didn't float away or become a sponge last week.
No.
That's all over.
It was just a nice rain. And it greened everything up again.
Yes, it did green things up.
Because I had those big holes in my yard, and now they've all filled in nicely.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good.
And I don't mind mowing.
I don't either.
No, I don't mind mowing one bit.
I enjoy that. You know, in Cleta, I had a rain gauge out, and the total for the week was 10 5/8 inch. The first day was 4, the next day was 3.5, then it was 1.5, and then it was 1.5.
Wow.
It was an amazing amount of water, but
it
so was needed.
When you think we went the whole month of August and had 1/10.
I know. Well, that's often the way it is. That's a hot month.
Well, you see, we didn't have the fairs, and so if you don't have the fair, you don't have rain, you know, so you got to.
That's probably about right.
Something we did have, though, we did have a virtual Relay for Life on August 17th. That was a Monday from 9 until 10, and you know, it's amazing the way you two and Cheryl and the committees came together and came up with that alternative.
It was an attempt to at least bring closure to an event that we had started to plan. We'd had the kickoff. We were just at the point we were signing up teams, and the pandemic hit, and everything was put on hold, postponement. We don't know. We'll wait. And then all of a sudden, it's August, and it's the end of the American Cancer Society fiscal year. So it's like we had to bring closure to what we had already started. And so the best thing to do was to do it virtually. And I was very pleased, not only with what we did here, I thought it was a nice ceremony. We went through what Relay meant. Mm-hmm. We honored the teams. We honored the survivors. We recognized our sponsors. I think, you know, we did the best we could do under the circumstances, and who knows what the future is going to bring. But obviously, now that it's all over, we have a total, and we decided we needed to come out and we needed to share with the public exactly what their efforts did.
That's what I've been waiting for. I thought, one of these days, I'm not going to lock the door like I usually do. I haven't had it locked since August 17th.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes, it is.
That's good to know.
And we had amazing work by the teams and the team captains as well.
Yes, without a doubt. You know, we didn't know what was going to come in on bank night on the 26th of August. We had no idea, because the amount that was on the website was minimal.
Yeah.
And that speaks for the fact that our teams and our team captains are not probably techies. You know, the website isn't their manner of obtaining donations. They like to do fundraising. They like to be out in the public and share the message of Relay for Life. And that just didn't happen. So we didn't have high expectations at all. Our goal was $136,500. We knew we weren't going to make that. We only had 11 teams. So that in itself spoke for the fact that we were down. But we didn't promote team recruitment, because we didn't have an event that we were promoting.
No,
we didn't
know
when it was going to be. We knew it wasn't going to be June 6th, that's for sure. So things were just, it was crazy. It was an odd year, Tom. And looking back on it, I don't know what we could have or should have done differently. You know, we were at the whim of what was going to happen with the governor's restrictions. You know, when it was 10 people, we knew it wasn't happening. When it was 50 people, which is where we're still at, we knew it wasn't going to happen in an actual event. And yet we wanted to do something. And people had started to make collections. We had sponsors that had donated. We had people that were anxious to move forward. The need is still there. You know, it doesn't go away because of the pandemic. And so the virtual decision was made, and we set it as late as we could in the fiscal year. And as a result, we ended up with the results that we ended up with. You know, I have to say that the Jellystone Joggers, which is a team out of the recreational RV place down near Amboy, they come through every year with a weekend that they promote and all the proceeds in their building. They have baskets galore that you bid on. They have live auctions. They have silent auctions. They have raffles. And they were our top team. And once again, the amount that they brought in was over $18,000. You know, Peter Mayer and the Jellystone Joggers from the Jellystone campsite down there, we are so appreciative of their efforts. They were able to get their fundraising in because they did it last fall before the pandemic had hit. So that was a good thing. And then, of course, the second top team was Up All Night for a Reason, which is my sister Cheryl's team. She's captain of that team. And they had done a number of fundraisers in the fall also. So they were well off on their way. And then they collected donations, and they were the second top team with over $9,000, which is a remarkable amount of money in any given year. But in a pandemic year, that's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. And then, of course, the third highest team was Crazy for a Cure, which were all the high schools under the leadership of Laura Miller at Sterling High. The students of the different high schools do Crazy for a Cure during the football season, during volleyball season. They bring in canned goods. They bring in, they sell little ribbons. They do cheerleading for it and take donations. The high school kids really do a wonderful job, and we can't say thank you enough to Laura for organizing them. And they not only contribute their money to the American Cancer Society Relay for Life, but they also contribute some of their funds to the Home of Hope. So they're a group of young people that we hope will be replacing Russ and I soon.
Yeah, soon. 2021.
We probably need that.
But you know, when school was short, you know, they didn't go the whole 9 months.
No, they didn't.
You know, so that was a good amount for those young people. That's wonderful.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, for them to want to do it, first of all, to be willing to do it for charity, for a charity of their choice, is again. But obviously, the American Cancer Society is such a worthwhile organization. It brings back to our community so many services and so many possibilities of assistance. The 800 number that is there 24 hours of the day, ACS 2345, it's a wonderful way for people to get information, and you can be on the phone to them for 5 minutes or for 5 hours, and there's a medical person on the other end down in Houston, Texas, that will respond to any and every question that you have. They'll never tell you what to do, but they'll lay out options to you and send you to sources. It's a comforting phone call that you can make when you have someone who has received recently a diagnosis of some form of cancer. In most cases, people don't even know where to begin to try to find help. So that in itself is a great success.
Right.
You know, the website itself of cancer.org has all kinds of information on it. And all those things that are services that way, they all cost money. You have to have personnel. You have to have the technology. So our monies go toward that, which we reap the benefits of up here in our rural Illinois community of Sauk Valley. It's a great asset. You can go to almost any medical facility and pick up a brochure that has to do with cancer. And if you flip it over on the back, you'll see it was created by the American Cancer Society. Almost all of the brochures that give us information about fighting cancer are through the American Cancer Society. So education, those things that I've just mentioned, are really prevalent for where the monies from the relay actually go. And of course, the biggest chunk of change goes to research. And I can't say enough about that. If we're going to find the cure, we've got to continue to try to find it. Over the years, the American Cancer Society has funded researchers that are not well known. They're just entering the research field and they're novices, but there's such a passion on their part. And they have come up with some of the greatest discoveries that have really helped people that have been diagnosed with cancer. One of them, well, there are two of them that have been discovered by the American Cancer Society researchers that helped me to survive breast cancer. One was the mammogram. The mammogram itself was discovered by American Cancer Society researchers, and if it weren't for that, they never would have found the lump in my breast. So how many women out there have gone through breast cancer and have had a lump diagnosed? And yes, it's frightening, but thank God it's discovered where they can still get help and get treatment for you. And of course, the other thing that the researchers for American Cancer Society discovered was the drug of tamoxifen. Tamoxifen is often given to people that have had breast cancer to keep you breast cancer free for the 5 years immediately following your treatment. So I was on that drug for that 5 years, and obviously I am still cancer free at this point in time, and it's been 25 years. So that doesn't mean it ever goes away, because you always live under that threat cancer can return. One never knows what really causes it. But that's where the research comes in, so needed. And not only for us here in our community, but everybody benefits throughout the U.S. and throughout the world from the research that is done. So those monies that we mentioned earlier, they truly support all of us in this community. I think we need a drum roll before we give the grand total. What do you think, Russ?
I think so, too.
I think you need to be the one to tell us what was the total that was reaped from those 11 teams and our sponsors.
So, Tom, the total was $80,560.84. Bravo for a year. You know, when we...
Yes, and that's a good deal.
A few months ago, we said, now, shall we postpone it? Shall we cancel it? You know, how do you do that? And how do we honor the people that you did that day on the 17th, you know, the 214 that we had for the Luminaria? You know, when we have to... We have to thank everybody and honor people that have passed and are still living.
Well, I think we did a fantastic good job with that. Thanks.
Yes.
To you bringing all that information in. And is that a totally unexpected number?
Oh, yes.
In my eyes, yeah. Absolutely. I did not expect that. I thought if the teams were lucky to bring in $500 each, they hadn't done fundraising. And it was pure donations of team members or people they knew that brought that money in. And yet we had a large number of individuals who are so committed to the Relay for Life that they brought in over $1,000 in donations. I mean, and that was all done in that last couple of weeks when all of a sudden they knew we were going to have a bank night. So the commitment of the people on the committee, the commitment of the team captains, really the commitment of those 11 teams. Could I take the time to just mention who those people were?
Absolutely.
Those teams. I think that's important that we give credit. Obviously, the Jellystone Joggers, we already have mentioned, that was Peter Mayer. The second highest team was Up All Night for a Reason, which was Cheryl Faber. Crazy for a Cure was the third one, which was Laura Miller. Bethesda Blaze with Andrea Dalton. Cancer Crusaders with Gail Jean Blanc. Clem's Gang with Betty Clemens. Halo Fight Team with Betsy Byers. Spirit of Emmanuel with Tracy DeVries. Sterling Kiwanis with Marie Rombouts. U.S. Bank, Banking on a Cure with Mary Christ. Wifley Warriors with Nicole Dean. And those teams, those 11 teams were half of that amount. The sponsors were the other half. So we can't say enough about the sponsors. No. Russ mentioned the presenting and the largest sponsors, but there were so many businesses that at all levels have supported the Relay for Life. You know, cancer truly does not care who it attacks. It's everybody, the wealthy and the poor, the black and the white, you know, the young and the old, the male and the female. It really is not choosy about whom. So every business that made a contribution, we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts to the people that donated to the American Cancer Society through the Relay for Life. We say thank you to all of our sponsors, especially to WSDR and the major sponsors, the Gazette, who has put out ads for us and has summarized all of the results. We truly appreciate all of the support in the community, and I know Russ and I are looking forward to a regular year next year. Let us hope this pandemic is over.
Well, I think good outpouring here is also because you can't say that it doesn't affect everybody. Everybody knows somebody, some family, some friend, somebody somewhere that's been affected or is, you know, in the midst of taking that battle as far as they can.
Yes, you're very right. And whether you're a caregiver, you're a relative, you're a coworker, everybody knows a lot of people who have been diagnosed. And when you hear those words, it strikes fear into your heart when you're the recipient because you think you're going to die. But in today's age, with the research and with the treatments that are available, if it's caught early enough, your chances of survival are far greater than death. So, you know, getting those regular checkups is really important, and that's, again, something that American Cancer Society promotes, is healthy lifestyle. You know, not smoking is good, watching your diet is good, exercise is good. You know, it's just things we all take for granted, but who knows what the good Lord has planned for any one of us.
Yeah. Relay for Life is a fantastic fundraiser, but you can contribute to the American Cancer Society anytime you want.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And your dollars are always put to good use, believe me. You know, throughout this pandemic, I think, you know, part of the problem, and Russ will agree with me, was the American Cancer Society realized that they were not going to receive the amount of money they normally would receive because Relay Events, which is the major fundraiser for the organization, they were being canceled right and left. And as a result, they released their employees. They closed down 1,500 offices, made the decision, and those people that were employed there were gone. You know, what a decision to have made, but they had to, because the focus still has to be on doing the research and providing the service. And yes, they had fewer employees. We lost our rep, and all of a sudden we were floundering. What are we going to do? And Russ and I had talked, and we decided, well, we knew we could count on WSDR to come out here and to do a virtual one, and we would bring closure, and then as a result, they ended up assigning us a substitute person who turned out to be beautifully aware of what was going on and how to help us. And I can't say enough about Stacy. She came through with flying colors.
Yeah, she certainly did the end.
It was a great event, all things considered, but I really don't want to do it that way in the future. I really would like to have face-to-face with the survivors.
I want to do that in April. I want to do a pie auction, too.
I know. Well, we'll see if we can get that.
We'll have to see about that. I don't know how that's going to go anymore. Everything is so different. It's just really, it's hard to look ahead and say, this is what we can do or will do or whatever.
Well, I don't think any of us knows what the rules and regulations are going to be. You know, we can have good plans and still have those thoughts, but that doesn't mean that it's going to come to fruition.
Absolutely. Well, Thanks to you and Russ and Cheryl and team captains, committee members, and the teams for saying we're going to do something, and we did it.
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
We did.
Great job by everybody.
Yeah. So 2020 will go down in history as being unique.
Well, certainly. I've been waiting on pins and needles for an update. I'm like, one of these days.
You're going to get it. Tom. But we really do appreciate what WSTR does and how you helped us that day on August 17th with the names and everything. It means a lot.
And the techies involved with the scrolling luminary on the website, who was that?
That was Stacy that did that, our rep from American Cancer Society. Right. And I did not realize that that service was available, but perhaps it was developed because of all the virtual relays that took place across the U.S. I mean, it's a program that belongs to American Cancer Society, but I thought it was beautiful. Today is the last day. The 15th is when they're supposed to be changing the website.
Oh, it's today.
Those scrolling luminaria probably are leaving at some point in time today, and it'll be the 2021. So teams can sign up as of today, the 15th.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
I know. So 1 year bites the dust, and the next one opens up.
Yeah, there we go.
But that's all right. Mm. That's the continuity of it. That's the commitment of people.
There is our Relay for Life 2020 update.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
you've got it.
Held the virtual one August 17th, and now we proceed from here.
Right.
And thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
Absolutely. Thank you, Russ and Betty, for that update on the Relay for Life of 2020. Coming around to 21 before the top of the hour here at WSDR.
I'm Rhiannon Branch with Brownfield Ag Headlines. Corn harvest began a week ago for Southwest Illinois farmer Daryl Cates. From his combine yesterday, he tells Brownfield,
mine was planted between April 7th and the 22nd.